This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Tax philosophies are nearly as numerous as tax reform bills filed this session. As House Ways and Means took testimony on 20 measures dealing with corporate taxes Wednesday, those philosophies were on display. Barry Ivey urged fairness.
From a policy perspective, I believe we should treat business the same.
While Julie Stokes advocated competitiveness.
You know, when you look at the tax structures in nearby states, Alabama is a flat corporate structure at 6.5. Arkansas is 6.5. Mississippi has a flat rate of 5. North Carolina has a flat rate of 4. And we're sort of outliers at everything over $200,000 being taxed at 8%.
Stokes and Ivey are both pushing for revenue neutrality in their tax packages, prompting Walt Leger to point out more funding is needed in some areas.
I could tell you another thing about those states. They spend more money on higher education than we do.
I wonder what their outcomes are.
Also better.
Leger had just come from the committee room next door where an appropriations subcommittee was hearing about the unmet needs of Louisiana's colleges and universities. LSU System President F. King Alexander.
Of 50 flagship institutions, we're 46th in what we have to spend per student. So we're near the bottom, but we're 26th in retention rate and we're 24th in graduation rate.
The appropriations committee appears to be focused on a philosophy of outcomes, with John Schroeder advising.
If we want to be at a certain level of money, we should have that same graduation rate.
Beryl Amade took it further.
We're looking for return on investment.
So is the philosophy outcomes or profitability? For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore, IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.